following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with realty executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate. Good afternoon, Roger.
Hey there, how you doing?
Good, good. I heard you had a good weekend.
Yeah, you know, I try to, you know, make the best of the weekends, you know, day yes. off. And it was Father's Day weekend, so that was, you know, really nice for me, too.
I bet. Now, rumor has it you went and had that tour that tour over at Tamaya.
Yeah, you encouraged me to go out there, so
yeah.
I did.
You know. What did you think of it?
Very, very nice. Very nice. In fact, we were just window shopping at this point. My wife, my kids, we were talking off the air. They were growing up and moving out and, you know, the empty nest thing. So my wife and I were thinking about maybe getting something that's not as big, one story, because she says she's tired of walking up and down stairs and why and that kind of thing. So we went over there just to see what was out there, window shopping, because you recommended it.
Oh, of course.
And guess what? She likes the two-story.
Of course she does.
So I'm thinking she wants to get a smaller place with one story and likes the two story. But, you know, we'll
see
what
my
happens.
Favorite one was actually the one story. There's I don't know which one it's called, but it has the model has that big kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That was my phone. Holy
okay.
moly. Has the big kitchen
right.
in the backyard.
Right. I saw it like that one also.
I really like that one.
They were explaining that everything is customizable, so you can kind of close to have
yes.
any of the things that you like in any of the models and any of the floor plans that you like.
You can make some adjustments
right.
and stuff, but I would say that if my recommendation is that I would go small.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think as we get older, you still want the room for your kids, obviously,
right.
to come visit.
We're also thinking, you know, possibly my mom eventually moving in with us and her mom and
me
and if when the kids get married and start having kids of their own, which they haven't yet, but when that happens, they want to have a place where they can come by and see their, you know, geriatric grandparents. So we want to have the room for them, baby. So we're just looking around.
Yeah, we'll okay. keep looking, because it's fun to go take a look at those new housing tracks. I would go check out Lennar too.
Okay,
it's a huge difference in the price range, but they've got some great single level homes.
Okay,
down at that subdivision right next door.
Okay, all right, wonderful.
That's right next door to Tamaya. So take a peek at it. And today we have one of our sponsors on the show. We have Caliber Home Loans. We have Aaron with us today.
Hi. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about Caliber.
Well, Caliber's doing great here in Jacksonville. You know, we were just recently rated number one in the nation for lenders. So that's a great opportunity for us to get that word out there that we must be doing things right if we're ranked number one in volume. So we're doing a lot of loans.
That's good.
Yes. So we do all kinds of loans, not just, you know, your easy loans, but we also have a program with portfolio that typically you hear the word portfolio. It's really gauged to a bank where it's a special product and it's the bank's money. But we have our own portfolio program with our money, and we're able to do one day out of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Easier to qualify for because it's your money and
absolutely.
You're not lending secondary.
So it's
money,
almost
right?
like kind of like the C&D lending of the days before. But it's with our own portfolio money, so it sure does make it easy.
What are the requirements you look at as far as credit worthiness when someone's getting something out of your money where mm-hmm. they don't have to necessarily qualify through the regular system?
So I'll give you an example. We had a person that was buying a jumbo home. He was 3 years into out of bankruptcy, so he couldn't get a jumbo loan if he wanted to for another, you know, 7 to 8 years max mm-hmm. is the limit on that timeline. And so we were able to get him in there at 10% down with no mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an ARM rate of about 5.5% at the time.
Okay.
And he put 10% down. So that's a great opportunity.
All right.
But one of the great things that I really like about Caliber, one of the things that I do is that we're really heavily involved in the military here in Jacksonville. We're definitely a military base. I was in the Marines myself. And so I really take that stuff personally when we have a military person or a family come in and they're looking for financing. And often you have people that aren't really always doing the right thing. But one of the things that I do a little bit different is that for every VA loan that I close, I donate $1,000 to K-9 for Warriors.
Mm.
So,
God, that's great, Aaron.
We're really making a difference in a veteran's life.
Yeah, why does that program, the K-9's for Warriors, why does that resonate with you? And what do they do?
Well, I love dogs, for number one.
Okay.
And 92% of their dogs are shelter dogs before euthanization. So
these dogs really were looking at, you know, the electric chair, for lack of better terms.
And exactly.
You came in or lethal injection, literally.
Right, right.
And you come and rescue them and then pair them up with the
veteran.
Okay.
So the dog is paired up with a veteran and trained especially, specifically to that veteran's needs. Coming back overseas from PTSD and all the things that those guys are dealing with, we're losing 22 vets a day to suicide. And so we're trying to, you know, make a difference in one person's life at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rescuing a dog, and that dog is rescuing the veteran.
Right.
Isn't that
and
awesome?
It just gives you chills down your spine when you look up the videos on K-9 for Warriors.
I want to ask one last question about K-9 for Warriors, and we'll get back to real estate.
Well, it's great.
No, I think that's
why,
great.
Why do these dogs end up, headed towards euthanasia? When they're, can be adopted by a family. Could you explain that? Are they sick or anything like that? Or what?
No, none of these dogs are sick. There's just so many.
Okay.
And, you can't always get them out there for adoption. And so they'll call K-9s for Warriors at the last day, 24 hours before the chair. And so
right.
K-9 will go over there, and they're looking for particular breeds, and particular sizes and things like that. And there are some dogs that come in and they wash out, if you will, for a military term. My wife doesn't like that term, but they wash out. They don't make it. And those dogs are already trained, and so they're put up for adoption, and people are able to get them.
Right, because they have to go through a whole training series.
Absolutely. So, they're looking for particular dogs and temperaments and things like that, and it's really important to be able to match that up with that veteran. So if you have a veteran that's, doesn't get out a lot, you're not going to match him up with a husky or something that wants more activity.
Right.
You might put him in with a hound dog that's just going to lay around a little bit.
Right.
So
to get your home financed with Caliber, if you're a veteran, then you're doing it for America.
We are.
Yes.
We're doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Yes.
I think
great.
That's great. Yeah. That's great, Aaron. And we appreciate that you do that.
Yeah. I ask realtors all the time is that, what is your people that you're working with? What are they doing for the community?
Yes.
And it's our job as a lender and the realtors to really be involved in our community, be a part of that. That's
I totally
where we gain
agree.
Trust with the community and the people that are looking to buy homes.
Plus, you just feel good. I mean, it feels great to be able to do that and to help other people.
Sure.
Or to rescue animals and stuff.
We
do something every month in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just finished collecting animal supplies for local nonprofit groups.
Awesome.
And we'll be distributing what we raised actually tomorrow on Thursday.
Very cool.
So I'll have those pictures on our Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Awesome.
So people just need to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate, like it, and they're going to see the pictures posted tomorrow.
Wonderful. Now, WBOB reaches a lot of people listening. In fact, I just took a trip to Tallahassee, heard us almost all the way there on the radio. We have a huge audience in Kings Bay, Georgia. Do you service loans throughout the entire state, throughout the entire country, Georgia?
Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida is where my license is, but Caliber is all over.
All right, wonderful.
And how do we reach you, Aaron? Because I would want to give you my loan if I knew that you were going to donate that much money to K-9s for Warriors.
Well, if you go to caliber.com, it's kind of easy with my name. It's A-A-R-O-N. So it's not just the two A's I got on my report card. It's also in my first name. So if you go to caliber.com or call the cell phone number there, you'll be able to come right to us.
And what is your cell phone number? It's
904-716-7650.
Okay, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles is on. Feel free to call in at 222-TALK. If you've got a question or comment, 222-8255. We'll be back on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Yippee!
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval. 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Take the money and run. Absolutely. I'm in the wind.
You know, sometimes I was thinking of people buying homes, and sometimes you wonder, how in the world did these people afford this level of home? And a lot of times they just get good deals. You know, all things equal, God's blessed me.
I was the realtor, and they got a good deal. I negotiated it down to nothing.
That's what happened.
Exactly.
But very often you happen to buy at the right time in the right place. Like, for example, in Nassau County, that area is growing. And right now, I would imagine at the front, you can get a really good deal, and then the appreciation will happen over time.
Yes.
Sometimes people inherit money, or they come into some type of settlement that they're able to afford a nicer home. Would you say that, and I know we're not investment counselors, but would you say that real estate's a good place to maybe store that money, because it's always going to have value added onto it in time that it'll appreciate?
Yeah.
And you get to enjoy a nice house in the meantime.
Absolutely. Yes, okay. Definitely.
All right.
They want to invest in real estate. Put your money in real estate.
Friend of mine says
we have a lot of investors that do that, and they're doing. Mm-hmm. They've done wonderful for themselves.
Right.
And so, of course, that's a great investment.
Okay.
You're gonna love this.
Okay.
I was on Look Local today, Channel 4.
All right.
With Karen Adams, and I was talking about a listing that our office has in Springfield. And I got a phone call after the show from a lady that she was wonderful. She was hilarious. She wanted to, she goes, I didn't know if I could text this number, but so I thought I would call and laugh out loud, because she goes, Springfield, she goes, it's the highest crime area in the city. And didn't agree with that that's a good place to live. And so I thought that was interesting, because I think it's perception again. Springfield has changed so much through the years. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it's the crime-ridden area that people think it might be,
right?
Or used to be,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of new people, you know, younger people moving out there, people rehabbing the area. There's a lot of professionals that live out there mm-hmm. now. It's definitely changing up in Springfield. but I thought it was a funny phone call.
Yeah.
And so she was literally laughing on the phone.
Springfield's is one of the areas that reminds me of Times Square, New York, where at one point it was the red light district, yet all the crime was going on and very unseemly things happening. It was just part of the culture. But then something changed, and they turned it into a very nice tourist attraction. I'm not saying Springfield's a tourist attraction necessarily, but it is becoming, and it's in the process of transforming into one of our area's very unique residential communities, because you can purchase a home that has that old world kind of colonial charm to it as far as the agriculture, and it's developing into something it used to not be.
Right. And with everything happening downtown here in the next 3 years, between Mr. Khan changing a lot of the dynamics up there, and you look at what is that center called down there where they have all the shops down there?
Downtown or in Springfield?
Yeah, downtown.
The Landing?
The Landing.
Okay.
You know, they're talking about maybe making that into a park.
Okay.
And stuff. So a lot's going to change up in that area.
You have Daily Plaza.
Which is going to bring more people into Springfield, and more people buying homes up there.
Now, there is a big push right now to move people, to encourage people to move downtown and usually into the high-rise condos, but maybe the condo lifestyle isn't for you and you'd rather have a home with a yard. Then Springfield is basically almost walking distance from the downtown culture mm-hmm. that you could still benefit from and still have a home.
Right.
A traditional home, at least.
So on Look Local today, I did talk about my listing up at Springfield, and I have another listing on Jester that I'm trying to sell that we have today with us. We have Kyrie White, and Kyrie White is not only one of our sponsors on the show, but he was our Employee of the Year last year in our office.
Hello.
Drum roll. Do we have a drum roll?
We have a drum. Do we have a drum roll?
I thought there were some fireworks.
No, we have one somewhere.
Our producer sucks right now. No drum roll.
Drum roll.
He didn't have advance notice. He could have pulled one up.
Bowl of green M&Ms.
Yes.
Maybe let me know you're going to want one.
And we also have Wally Conway with us, which I love Wally Conway, not only my mentor, my bold instructor, but a good friend.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be with you.
Yes. We're going to talk a little bit about home inspections and how important it is to make sure that they're licensed. And then we're going to talk about our good-looking, hot realtor that we have in our office and brag a little bit about Kyrie White, because he is one of my favorite in the office.
Go on.
Yeah, he loves it. He's just sitting here going, yeah, okay, talk more about it. But what was great, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Look Local, because I mentioned everybody to tune into our show, of course. And so I had another phone call from Look Local, and it was from a past client. And he calls me and he goes, this is Anita, like as in Anita and Betty Layton, the realtor. And it was William. And I recognized his voice right away.
Okay.
And he goes, Anita, you're everywhere. And I go, of course I am. I have to be. I said, I have to be. So buy a house now, William. So I told him I would mention him on the radio show. So, William, okay, if you're out there, give us a call here on WBOB at 904-222-8255. Now, let's chat a little bit with Kyrie. Kyrie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, born in Philadelphia. Moved here when I was small, if you can imagine that. Grew up Orange Park, so just outside of Jacksonville. Graduated 2001. Mm-hmm. Go Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
University of North Florida for some years. Business, communications, finance. Took a job in finance at a major company in town.
You did a major company that you worked at for?
Almost 12 years.
Yeah.
Almost 12 years. Always had the entrepreneurial bug. Just couldn't find the right vehicle, and just through trial and error, through experience, you always, you know, you just run into those things. And I found myself leaning towards the lending side and then eventually real estate. And I've been at it for about 3 years. I passed my exam 3 years ago and just loving it. I pride myself so far as being a student of the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm learning from the great entrepreneurs. I'm learning from the great pioneers of our business, Gary Keller.
You're welcome.
Of course. I was going to get there. I was getting there. I was getting there. Gary Keller, Grant Cardone, sure. Absolutely Anita Hiles. She has taken me under her wing, and I'm infinitely grateful for the opportunity and spending a lot of time with her and people like Wally Conway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just extremely blessed to be able to learn and apply my skills to it.
Absolutely, and that's one thing we did in our office is because I'm with you. I like Keller's training that they provide, and so we attend a lot of that. And one of them was bull training that you attended, which was very exciting,
an eye opener. Absolutely,
yeah. And it's worked for you. You are the one person that I have sent, the one person that literally lives by it. You make your phone calls every day. You knock on doors, and it's paying off for you.
Wally's over here fist bumping. Yes.
Yes.
He was our instructor. Thank you again, Wally. Yes, it's really about, paying attention, learning the basics, sticking to those things. It's simple, but it's not easy. And,
yeah,
you know, just...
Yeah, because people do think our job is easy, and it is not.
Oh, people think my job is easy, and I've got an easier job than most people, and it is a grueling, you know, grind here. But you sound so enthusiastic.
I love it.
Well, yeah, let me ask
he
you this.
Always is
let me ask you this question. Usually when you're enthusiastic like that, something surprised you. It was better than you anticipated. What has been your biggest surprise since becoming a realtor working with Anita?
The biggest surprise, your phone doesn't ring right away. You know, you tell 100 people, 200 people that, hey, I got my license. I just passed my exam. Great. It's great. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody's celebrating. Everyone's happy for you. But then when it's time to do some business or get some referrals and things like that,
you have to
be in front of people. You have to constantly.
Right.
It's definitely putting in the work.
Yeah. People think they're going to get into real estate and that their phone is constantly going to ring and they're going to make this millions of dollars in our business.
Right.
And
although that is all possible, you know, the president became a billionaire through real estate.
Yeah, but he's also worked his hiney off.
Right.
Okay. And that's what people forget. You have to work hard at this business to make it work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to, your phone's not going to just by osmosis ring. You have to put yourself out there. You have to let people know what you're doing. And it's just like William, you know, when he called me, he goes, God, Anita, you're everywhere. Yes, that's the whole idea, because that's how you sell yourself. That's how you put yourself out there. So the phone does ring, and the phone does ring.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so a lot of people will tell me that I, you know, teaching the basics, there's so much new out there. Well, we teach that too, but the bottom line is when the market shifts and gets tough, the only ones that are going to be in this business are the ones that know how to work the basics.
Yeah.
Really. Got to be hungry.
Because if you're doing simply all lead generation or work for somebody that does only lead generation, we're not going to see you next year. We're going to say bye-bye. Because you need to know how to do real estate.
Right, right.
In every market.
Closing the deal, huh?
And that's what we teach.
Okay.
At Realty Executive Oceanside.
We're up against a break now, but I would love to hear about that first closing and what that did for you emotionally. But we can talk about that after the break. Look, you're smiling.
So excited.
I know. Everybody comes in the office and they love him. I will literally get a phone call from people going, that young man that was working your front desk, he was such a pleasure. I said, that's Kyrie White.
Yeah, yeah. Typical realtor sells about how many homes in a given year?
Depends how hard they work.
Yeah. I guess everyone's different, huh?
Everyone's different. I'll get the ones that complain because they're not doing anything, and it's because they're not doing anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, your phone only rings if you work. The harder you work, the more your phone rings. The more you attend functions and the more you meet people, because it's all about relationships.
Okay.
Right, Wally?
Relationships is key.
It is. It really is. Treating people fairly. And that's one thing Kyrie White does.
Okay, more Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles coming up after the break. If you have a question, feel free to call in at 904-222-8255.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he'll be signing something, in his words, in a little while, presumably meaning this afternoon or evening, to address the spike in the number of immigrant children being separated from their families when they try to enter the country illegally at the U.S. border. The president said during a White House meeting with members of Congress, quote, "We want to keep families together." The comments come amid news that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has been working on executive actions that would end the separation process brought around by policies that allow the enforcement of laws that would actually jail the parents when they're entering the country illegally. The children have to be kept in a different facility. Meanwhile, the House is planning to vote tomorrow on legislation that would end the practice of separating the children and their parents. It could be affected by what the president signs this afternoon. Back to Wall Street, it's a Dow now up by 2 points. NASDAQ up by about 76. And this is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Leave the summertime cooking to the original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The original Kronos Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The original Tunis can cater any occasion. 317-9300. And talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask him how your church or civic group can use the original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, June 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. It's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center on 1st Street in Neptune Beach. Friday, June 22nd at 7 p.m., it's country superstar Luke Bryan in concert at Veterans Memorial Arena. And Saturday, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Beach Summer Arts Market at Latham Plaza.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
D-Dice Roofing is your flat roof specialist. D-Dice Roofing is licensed and insured and has been serving this area for 40 years. D-Dice Roofing will fix that problem. D-Dice will fix a leak for residential and commercial flat roofs. BBB rated 5 out of 5 stars. D-Dice Roofing also can fix most other roof leaks for only $100. Call 591-2323, 904-591-2323. Flat roof or any roof leak, call D-Dice Roofing.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Scold Michelle Pfeiffer.
Anita likes that one.
I do. Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And one thing I wanted to mention is I have a Facebook page. So I want everybody to pull over right now, turn up your radio, go on your Facebook, find Rapid Fire Real Estate, and like it. Like it. Click.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm watching right now. So if you're clicking, I will mention your name on the radio.
Okay.
And thank you. So yeah. We've got Kyrie White in the house. And I'm very proud of Kyrie because he is, I would say, you and Betty are, and Sean Fleming, who I'm proud of as well, are probably my hardest working agents out there.
Hey, guys.
You guys are at it every single day. You guys live it. You breathe it. You believe in it.
Sorry.
Yeah. And the thing about real estate, guys, when you know, pretty much everybody needs a home. You know, either you're going to rent or you're going to own. Hopefully, most people, if they're going to be settled in the general area for any length of time, you want to buy your own home and not pay someone else's mortgage. So you're eventually going to need to talk to you guys to, you know, find that perfect home for you. And it's not something that the average person does every day. It can be complicated, but you guys are experts in this.
Yes.
And you know what you're doing. You can walk people through the pitfalls, explain to them the process, let them know what's required to get the keys to that house and start building equity.
That's right. We're advocates for the customer.
So tell us about your first deal there, Kyrie.
First deal?
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was everything. It was everything. It was exhilarating. It was nerve-wracking. It was everything. Had a good friend. Was actually recently laid off from another corporate job, corporate job, and he had a nice little nest egg and some savings and some combination of things to get into the business with, and gave me a call and he said he wanted to get into flips. He wanted to do a flip.
Okay. So basically, what you're saying is he purchased a house that was maybe in distress, needed some help, needed some work, had to get fixed up, and then resell it and then keep the profit, right?
Exactly. I don't know how many homes we looked at or properties we looked at all over town. We spent a good 2 months solid, about 3 days a week, looking, analyzing, and then we finally found that one. Over on the west side, you know, had a great margin on it. So, you know, basically how much he would make beyond his budget and the purchase of the house. So we pulled the trigger. It was a 15-day close. So it was cash. He paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the day of closing, you know, once you get that, you know, we make sure we get paid at the table. So you get that check in your hand.
Especially that first one, right?
The
first check.
First check. And it's a rush. It's everything. It's validation. It validates all your hard work up to that point. I was getting congratulations and high fives everywhere from everyone that knows how hard I've been working. It became clear, and it obviously the as the game reveals more to you, you learn and learn. But in that one instance, it was like, you know, they always say when you need this business, like you need to breathe, that's when you'll start being successful. And I got a great gasp of air on that day. I'm telling you.
That's great.
You know, usually our first deal is going to be with somebody we know. It's going to be in our sphere of influence. I remember back at home in SoCal, my first deal was with one of my, I just retired out of police work. And so my first deal was one with the cops at the office. And, and I didn't know what I was doing. You know, it was like, it's my first deal. So what's great is when we know somebody, because they're a little more patient with us, you know, because they're walking through the process with us as well. And so it's always nice when we have a family member or a friend, a relative on our first deal to kind of walk us through that. Oh, yeah. It makes it a little bit easier.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, because it's still, we so worry about everything.
Yes, yes, and, you know, you answer those questions. That, and that was, you know, some of my inexperiences, you know, I'm getting calls, you know, all times of day, multiple times a day from, you know, from, and you can speak, you can, we can expand this to just people that we know in general who we are, you know, lucky enough to do business with. You know, inexperience will let you answer the phone. It'll make you answer the phone, you know, that 5, 6, 7 times a day that they call you, or, you know, right, different times a night, or, so that one of the takeaways from that experience was setting boundaries, with my customers. And, you know, we all have to have lives. We all work. Mm-hmm. We work hard. And outside of those hours, we need to have lives. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we're here with Wally Conway. Well, of course, he's the guru when it comes to this kind of thing.
I know. I just need to shut up.
What advice would you give someone considering a career change, or maybe someone just out of high school or college right now, and they think real estate may be a path that they may want to pursue? There's a lot of potential in it, and if you're willing to do the work, and, you know, they may have a love for, you know, helping families move into their own homes, or you know, seeing people's dreams come true and achieving the American dream. What advice would you give them?
Before advice, I would share a thought about Kyrie White's success.
Okay.
And that is this. He mentioned his first opportunity came from a friend that he already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we know universally about real estate. We know this about business. We know this about every aspect of our lives. People like to spend time with people they know,
mm-hmm,
people they like, and people they trust. Kyrie's been successful very rapidly. He's an easy person to get to know. He's an easy person to trust, and people just like him. They enjoy being in his company, which makes the business part easy. Yeah. My thought, though, on new agents is this. It is incredibly easy to become a real estate agent. That's why there's almost 10,000 real estate agents within the sound of our voices. It's not incredibly difficult. What is difficult is to be successful.
Mm.
If we did the math, there's about 24,000 houses sold in the BOB listing area each and every year. There's almost 10,000 agents. That says that each one should do 2 or 2.5 transactions a year, which means they need to be in the long line waiting for the free food.
Right.
And the path to be successful in real estate, as Kyrie was saying, it's simple. It's just not easy. It's a very disciplined approach to learning the craft while simultaneously expanding the number of people who know you, like you, and trust you.
Right.
So suddenly your sphere can become quite large of people who trust you. And then when they have that need, because they know you, like you, trust you, they then do the follow-on and call you. So in that sense, it's really quite simple.
Yeah, they say those are the three keys to success, really, in any endeavor: to be known, to be liked, and the tough one sometimes is to be trusted.
They tell me that works in dating even.
Yeah. It works literally in
everything. Yeah. We want to be around people that we enjoy being around.
Right.
And when they demonstrate also that the technical competence to achieve the tasks that we need, it mm-hmm wouldn't matter whether it was real estate or brain mm-hmm surgery mm-hmm or a car wash.
Right.
We want to be with people who we know, who we like, and we trust to get things done.
Right. And sometimes being trusted or not trusted has, you know, sometimes nothing to do with competence necessarily. You find out at the deal that, hey, you know, this realtor, I mean, I should have called Anita. I should have called Anita's right office, because I trusted this person for some reason, but they didn't really, you know, hold my hand through.
Well,
this,
I'll share you a thought would on that, though. Yeah. After 35,000 real estate transactions, mm-hmm, if you know the person, like the person, and trust the person, uh-huh, and the trust is well placed,
mm-hmm,
if there's a shortage in competence, the trust will then carry you mm-hmm to Anita. So let's say I know, like, and trust Kyrie.
Okay.
Let's imagine there's an issue in the real estate that's beyond his competence level.
Mm-hmm.
I trust him to take me to Anita.
Exactly.
And we're going to solve it together. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so true. That is true.
That is really good wisdom. Gosh, you know, I know a lot of people right now with the economy booming the way it is and a lot of growth in our area, they may be considering a career change. You know, we talked to, you know, in the past programs about Yulee in that area of town becoming the next Nocatee and next Mandarin. A lot of growth in that area. You've already opened an office there. There are going to be a lot of homes sold there in that part of town.
Yes, there's going to be lots, and we're ready.
Okay.
We are ready for everybody.
All right. Well, if you've got a question, any real estate question at all, Anita and her guests are here to answer them. 904-222-TALK is the number, 904-222-8255. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval, 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate.
I love seeing you guys lip sync when the bumper music plays.
I know. We're always sitting here dancing or doing something we shouldn't be doing.
Well, not necessarily shouldn't be. You know, it's just right. Entertaining. You know, right. There's some discussion about maybe one day getting webcams in here so people can watch us on the air.
We'll see. It would be hilarious.
I know.
It would be hilarious.
Let's turn to the music video channel.
Yes.
Wednesday afternoon with Anita. Yes.
Now we have Wally Conway. Tell us what's going on and what is new with home inspections.
The home inspection world is a wonderful world. Thank you very much for your support over time. You know, what I enjoy most about home inspecting is being that bridge for the home buyer to the home. So I describe the role of the home inspector as this. If the home could speak, what would it say? And it's important because there are no good surprises in real estate. If Kyrie sells you a three-bedroom, two-bath house, you're not going to move in and say, look, honey, a fourth bedroom. That Kyrie's awesome. Surprises are always negative. So we come from it as an educator. We're not to bless the house or damn the house, rather to describe the house as it's presently sitting.
Okay.
And to have a reasonable expectation of what will life be like when you live there. So imagine walking up to the air handler, that inside part of the heat pump, and the heat pump says to you, hi, I'm the heat pump. I've been here 9 years. Typically, guys like me live to be about 15. But because my filter is missing and my coil's dirty, I've been choking and gagging. And if you don't service me soon, I'll die. It's just that simple.
15 years. So if you've got a house, and I'm kind of in that situation, new construction, brand new AC, you know, central heating and air when I got my house, we're coming up on around 15 years right now.
Well, let me tell you this about that. Your heat pump and every other system in your home is no different than your own body.
Okay.
If you care to it well, it will serve you well.
Okay.
When you give it poor maintenance, it doesn't live so well. So my goal with heat pumps is always to cause them to last 20 years in my own home and in my office building. Well, how do I do that? Every 6 months, I have it serviced. People say, well, it's not broke. Why do you service it? Because it doesn't need it.
Routine physical. It's like having a regular well-visit doctor appointment.
It's like brushing your teeth.
Okay.
It's the same thing. It's
got
changing your oil.
You don't stop to do it.
You don't wait till your engine seizes to change your oil. So it's maintenance things.
Right.
So the home inspector, we get to have those conversations in a comfortable way. Maybe one time out of 100, there's some discovery in the house that you sit and say, you know, not we, the home inspector, though the real estate agent and or the buyer, they look at it and say, you know what? There's a surprise here that's beyond our ability to remedy. How's about we pick out a different house? Does that occur? Yes. Does it happen often?
All the time.
No, it doesn't. Really? Yeah. And in the grand scheme of things,
right.
Once the offer's made, the negotiation's made, they've invested in the home inspection, 90-some percent of those close.
Right.
They do.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend of mine. He lives in a what they call a nested community where there are a lot of trees. And he was mentioning he has some unique issues. He's at a regularly. Now, of course, it's beautiful if you're living under trees. Your power bill is going to be less.
Yes.
Because your home is shaded. You don't need as much electricity to keep the AC running. It's beautiful. You're like living in this lush area.
Yeah.
But it comes with other issues like a lot of bugs. You have to always.
Are you scared of bugs? A big burly guy like you is afraid of bugs?
I'm not afraid of bugs at all, but I think it can be properly, you know, managed with pest control services. And what about snakes and other. You know,
what about snakes?
Do you see?
I got a
problems?
House on the St. John's River.
Do you see those problems though with more treesy areas or no? Am I just imagining?
I live not at the house on the St. John's River.
Okay.
Too many bugs.
Really? So they do have a problem.
And
with
you know, I yes,
I would deal with
you know
the
what?
Bugs if I could live under.
When
a
I
lot
first
of trees.
Moved here, because I'm a SoCal girl, you know, we don't do bugs there. I had the pest control out every week.
Every week.
Because there was just too many things flying around and stuff.
In California?
No, here.
Oh, okay.
Get a lizard.
So
they say that's an issue with treesy areas. Lots of lizards, frogs, and snakes.
What do they eat?
Bugs. That's true.
Well, let me tell you what this guy told me. This pest control guy finally told me he wasn't coming out anymore. He fired me. He said, honey, they've been here much longer than you. Either get used to it or relocate.
Yeah.
So I basically left my other half up at the St. John's River, and I live in a condo.
But you can help manage that. Correct me this with this, Wally. You can help manage that an issue like that if you live in a treesy area. It's not that you've got bugs because
you can manage everything. You know,
but you can put things like make sure your windows are sealed good with good. What is it? The screens are all good, and you don't have those issues. Does that help a little bit or no?
Sure. I was listening. We were speaking earlier about the glorious renaissance going on in Springfield.
Right.
Then I was listening about the glorious homes available at Tamaya or at Nocatee or in San Marco or in Orange Park. Here is the thing. If the home that you move into meets your expectation of the home, it's perfect.
Exactly.
And so I live on an acre that's never been cleared. We've got giant trees. We've got bugs. We've got snakes. I've got raccoons. I got everything I want. I love that.
What
now,
about alligators?
Anita comes over and she freaks out. That's okay. If I'm out,
I go to Mandarin and I freak out.
There you go.
Because every time I go to Mandarin, I get bit by mosquitoes.
So the challenge is to know those things that cause you to feel peace and comfort in a home, and know those things that cause you to go freaky.
You're right. We were talking last week about people who may be, you know, paranoid with hurricanes. We're in hurricane season now. You may not want to live on the other side of the Intercoastal Waterway if that's a situation, because you'll have to be evacuated every time.
If you're freaky for that, don't go there.
Right. But if you love the water and it doesn't scare you,
then go there.
Yeah, exactly.
People need to relax more.
There's a house for everybody.
Yeah.
At any location, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not one that live on the river area.
I am.
You are.
I'm a comfortable guy.
Right.
I love being.
I'm more
in
of
houses.
An ocean girl.
I like being on the water.
Yeah, me too. But for me, it's ocean.
So there's no single issue in any home that you're considering that's truly a deal killer, unless it's just something that you're not comfortable with.
Right.
Oh, I'm not comfortable with old houses. Anita's not comfortable with bugs. Somebody else isn't comfortable with their neighbors 2 feet away. Me, I'm not comfortable with St. Augustine grass. I haven't mowed a lawn in 15 years. I live on an acre. We don't have a blade of grass on it.
Interesting. A lot of people, if they live in rural areas, they'll get a couple of goats. and that'll take care. They really do. Am I right, Wally, or no?
Are you talking about old real estate agents?
No. All right, that's such insights. I've got a neighbor right now. I'm thinking about maybe taking up a collection for our neighborhood. Get him some wireless headphones. He loves having a concert every weekend in his garage with his music.
But this is the deal. There's a home for everybody.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter what the season is. It doesn't matter what the market is. Mm-hmm. The good realtors will be around no matter what the market is. And there's always homes to be sold. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, with the home inspection part of it, mm-hmm. it's so important to keep up with your house. We go to a lot of homes that people just don't keep up with them. Isn't that right, Kyrie? I mean, it's just interesting.
What are some of the things that they neglect other than the AC?
Well, the AC, I would say, is probably top on the list.
Okay.
You know, like, for instance, I'm kind of OCD when it comes to stuff like that. I mean, I change my filter every 30 days. I get it tuned up every 6 months.
Do you caulk your bathtub and shower?
I do.
Yay.
I do.
How often should you do that?
I actually have somebody who does that for me.
Yay.
On a regular basis.
You got a guy.
No, it's actually. I hate to say my housekeeper, but yes.
Yeah.
Well, Cindy Kane. We use her in real estate. She yes. And so
guys, non-gender specific in terms of a person.
That's something you should do regularly, person. Huh?
Yeah, she is.
Re-caulk your bathroom, huh?
If she sees she'll re-caulk the bathroom. It's part. Nice. It's in her little kit.
Yeah.
She will fix anything in my house. I just love her to death.
I've been hearing a lot about water softeners lately as a preventative maintenance issue with plumbing. Is that something that you recommend, or is that...
Here's what I recommend. I recommend that people have water that makes them happy.
Okay.
So for some people, they enjoy the softness of the water. For some people, they want to change the taste of the water. For some people, they want to remove bacteria and other things. You should cause your water to give you joy.
Okay.
So I have good friends over at Affordable Water. They do that. They come out, look at the water,
okay.
Test the water, and more importantly, interview the individual.
Does it extend the life of your plumbing if you have water that's been filtered more and doesn't have the residue building up?
If you have soft water, you'll have less scaling or mineralization.
Okay.
But there's a difference between water softening, water filtration, water purification. Those are all different terms of art or terms of science to cause the water to perform just the way that you want.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was just going back to the relationship between the home inspector and the realtor, and setting that expectation with your customer, whether it's a seller or a buyer. Sellers, you know, get that pre-listing inspection, get someone to look at it, understand what's happening with your house before you put it on the market. It's going to save you money. It's going to save you a bunch of time. Buyers, realtors, you know, dealing with your realtor should know and have, you know, taking you down the path and showing you the homes and making sure that your buyers understand that it's not going to be a brand new house,
right?
You know, built in 1956.
Sure,
it's not going to be perfect. It's going to be, you know, in a certain condition for the year it was built or for as old as it is.
Well, sharing some data with you, the National Association of Realtors says that homes are inspected at the time they go on the market,
mm-hmm.
sell in less time for more money.
Wow. Right.
Well, that's good for everyone. Mm-hmm. To your point, Kyrie, about things being perfect, I have a saying that often gets me in trouble. Is anyone listening besides the three of you?
No, we only have four listeners, and one's my mama.
Okay, so this is private.
Yes.
This is high risk.
Yes.
We may get cut for this one. Houses are like spouses.
Get new ones?
There are no perfect choices. And the consequence of poor choice is pain, suffering, and economic loss.
Ah.
There you go.
Wow.
And thank you, Wally Conway. Kyrie White.
904-894-5625. Real Estate with Kyrie on Instagram.
Yes.
New website coming soon.
Thank you, Lisa Andrews, for listening. And Joe, my buddy Joe from Watson. I love you, Joe. You guys are awesome. Like my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate.